In this bulletin, debate over border closures continues to intensify. The federal government emphasises the importance of natural gas in its energy roadmap. And in sport, Liverpool FC players permitted to miss training if they feel unsafe. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The Queensland Government says it's not prepared to take lectures from the New South Wales Premier over its border closures. Gladys Berejiklian doesn't think domestic border closures are logical and believes the various jurisdictions should be opened up as a way of helping promote Australia's economic recovery. Queensland has had no new cases and there are only 12 active cases in the state. Transport Minister Mark Bailey says New South Wales needs to concentrate on reducing community transmission of the virus.
We won't be lectured to by the worst performing state in Australia. There are 33 times the number of active cases in New South Wales compared to Queensland. So New South Wales needs to get its act together and get its community transmission down, and we'll all be better off throughout this nation, including in Queensland.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government is taking an assertive approach to reopening the economy to prevent more people losing their jobs. She's reiterated the importance of COVID-19 testing towards achieving that goal, so cases can be identified and dealt with as soon as possible. The state carried out more than 9,700 tests in the past 24 hours, with two new cases detected. Ms Berejiklian says she wants to see the economy reopen to support job retention.
Whilst we always take a no-regrets policy in relation to saving lives, we certainly will maintain our assertive policy in terms of reopening the economy and getting jobs back and making sure that we can sustain that, and that's really critical to the future. We don't want to be in a position where we see more people losing jobs.
The Northern Territory has been declared COVID-19 free after the only remaining patient was cleared overnight. All 30 of the coronavirus cases diagnosed in the NT were connected to interstate or overseas travel. Health Minister Natasha Files says while it's been 6.5 weeks since the Territory's last locally diagnosed case, the risk of another outbreak is still very real.
Through the tough measures we put in place early, we are a safe bubble and we need to keep it that way. We have a very vulnerable community, a very vulnerable population, particularly with our Aboriginal Territorians. And so I urge all Territorians to not become complacent off the back of this, to keep vigilant, the physical distancing, the personal hygiene, and if you're not feeling well, to stay at home.
To other news, and Energy Minister Angus Taylor has released a discussion paper on Australia's energy priorities, which emphasises the importance of natural gas. The Technology Investment Roadmap examined more than 140 technologies, including renewables, biofuels, carbon capture and storage, hydrogen and nuclear. The paper notes that while renewables like wind and solar are the cheapest forms of generation, reliability is still an issue. The Climate Council refutes that criticism of wind and solar, saying they're the cheapest forms of power and are reliable when backed up by storage supports. Senior researcher Tim Baxter says a CSIRO report came to that conclusion in 2018.
The key thing there, though, is backed by storage. So that means with batteries, with pumped hydro, with whatever's needed to firm up the power from wind and solar, it is the cheapest. So it is the cheapest and it is reliable. So that's the thing that's completely, that's untrue, is that nowadays, well, if you just put a solar panel on your roof just by itself, it spikes through the day, but if you put a battery in, it becomes firm and reliable.
To sport, and Liverpool FC manager Jurgen Klopp says he won't force any player to train if they don't feel safe to do so. The Premier League has been on hold since the 13th of March, but clubs are now permitted to train in small groups. Klopp has told Sky Sports that while he expects all of his players will continue to show up for training, it's ultimately their choice.
I said that before the session, you are here on a free will. You sign a contract and then you have to be in when I tell you. In this case, if you don't feel safe, you don't have to be here. And there's no restrictions, no punishment, nothing. So it's just, that's your own decision and we will respect that with 100%.
The league will decide next week when to allow contact training as it seeks a June restart. And now for a look at today's weather. sunny in Perth and 21, a possible shower in Adelaide, 15, showers easing in Melbourne and 13, partly cloudy in Hobart, also 13, a few showers in Canberra and 12, rain developing in Wollongong and 18, similar in Sydney and 19, showers in Newcastle and 19 as well, rain at times in Brisbane and 23, showers in Cairns, 25, and possible light rain in Darwin, 29. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.